Bore, thank you from the bottom of our heart for gifting us with a field that you have blessed and the most precious opportunity to serve and adhere to you. Gather us together from every continent in order for us to raise man to you from the depths of our hearts and awaken us to serve you through love of friends with joy. We pray for the knowledge of the Creator to cover the whole earth and the manner of the good who does good, that there may be peace for all above and below. We thank you for the opportunity to connect with all our friends and the world clear as we aim to bring contentment to you and peace to the world. Amen. I'll pass to my brother Matt.
We of the World CLI have been inspired by friends sharing personal stories of how they gain strength in the Creator through difficult life experiences and turbulent times. So both the Asia 10 and Cabu 3 wish to continue this theme of trying to bestow inspiration to all the friends of the World CLI in regards to turning to the Creator. Rather than focusing on one particular friend's experience, we wanted to share a general summary of a combined experience, one that comes from being part of a 10 when different friends at different times go through difficulties in their personal lives, and how these experiences always come to show us that the Creator is the source of everything and that He is the good that does good. In the recent history of Cabu 3, we have had brothers experience health problems, strong physical pain, loss of job, the loss of a home and property, strained family relationships, and also an extended time where virtually no connection to the internet was possible, to name just a few of the issues. These things not only create a difficulty for the person, but can also spill out into the energy of the 10. Yet it is abundantly clear, often with hindsight, that if we didn't have the Creator to turn to, then all would have been lost. How do we know this to be true? Because it became clear that the Creator was communicating to us all the time and with perfect timing, seemingly not too early and not too late. He would cause an excerpt, a sentence, and maybe just one word to penetrate us, whether from an authentic text, a Rav, a teacher, or a friend. He would cause experiences in our lives that would melt our icy hearts and give us the desire to sit with our friends, so we could at least try to exit our egoistic prison mind. He would bring us to see that being wrapped up in our self-love was the only problem. He would show us that the only relief from the pain of self-reception was to earnestly try to connect with the friends. He made us feel that self-concern was the root of separation and the basis of all misery. He was showing us that only together and adhered to Him was salvation and wholeness. Dear Rob.
Thank you, Matt. You make me so proud to be in our 10. and I'm humbled and privileged to be a part of this society. Dear friends, the Creator shows us his continual love by letting us understand that there is only one thing we really need. The only way that we can truly bestow to him, to turn to him with deficiencies of others raised in prayer. We exit Egypt only by the power of faith above reason, above our individual selves, but it annuls all the powers in the world. So, friends, as we prepare today, let us do and let us hear. Karian Bivekisha.
כתב לנו הרבש. עניין שמחה הוא...
רבש writes.
היינו, ואם האדם מתגבר בעניין אמונה...
Joy is a testimony. If a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith, to believe that the Creator is good and does good, there is none else above him, although in the situation he is now, he has nothing to rejoice with, meaning to be happy about. And yet, he reinforces himself and says that the Creator watches over him in a manner of good and doing good. And if his faith is sincere, it stands to reason that he should be happy and delighted. And the measure of joy testifies to the level of sincerity in his faith.
Joy is a testimony if a person becomes stronger in the matter of faith. So friends, let's do just that. Out of the darkness, let's approach the Creator and meet each other there for an active workshop. Let's turn to him and between us, give thanks and gratitude on each opportunity for faith above reason that he has placed before us today. Let's turn to him and between us, give thanks and gratitude on each opportunity for faith above reason that he has placed before us today. L'chaim, friends.
We really want to say thanks to the Creator for every opportunity to rise above reason, because from a distance of time, it's easy to see how every obstacle and every state that we ever received that was not great for the will to receive actually brought us closer and closer to working above our reason to nullify before the friends, the Rav, the Creator. And that brings a lot of joy.
If not for this possibility of going above reason, then this entire path would be impossible. It would remain within reason. So he opened up this doorway to go to the upper world from within our ego. So we are grateful. Let's realize his expectations. He's waiting for us. Let's go.
And a huge thanks that we've learned. Why do we need to be above reason? We understand our nature. We understand that the perfect form of coming closer to him is to be given this sort of so-called obstacle, this place where we need to make an effort. Otherwise, we understand what our nature likes in the moment that it receives something within reason. Everything just turns off and we become a beast again. So it's a great gratitude to be here together.
We are grateful that the Creator gave us an opportunity not to spend our lives as a beast, without reason, without knowledge, without mind, unaware of the force that operates it, controls it. But he shows us that there's another form, a form of bestowal that is above this egoistic life form. He gives us signs, directions. He gradually builds in us the ability to reach it from our desire, our independence, that we would determine that we are interested in being like him. We are interested in being in bestowal, and that's the greatest gift possible, to give us the opportunity to get to know him and to become influencers like him.
And this gratitude maybe at first is kind of lip service, so to speak, but then it goes into our actions, that we long to actually realize his qualities between us. And so we ask for something to do, to be a part of. Also in dissemination, we are happy for the help that at first might seem like obstacles, but we understand that it elevates us. So, well, in short, that the gratitude will be in action and not just saying it. It's not thank you and goodbye, it's thank you and when do we see you next.
Well, if Ido is bringing this up, when I read the question, I'm looking for this gratitude that's erupting from my heart for the opportunity to work above reason. And I can't find it. I keep quiet. I listen to the friends. And then the words of the friends gradually reveal a place. There's so much gratitude. It simply influences the heart. We have the opportunity of living life and the perception of reality that's totally different. There's a guiding hand here.
The shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Jardin d'Eden, ils font le cœur de pierre, comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. Ve'en makom panoy mimcha, kulanu nitzavim mulcha, naf'il et ha'shalhevet, be'ir'ah u'besimcha. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נודיר את השלהבת בעירה ובשמחה. סטילה פרנזיית סרצה, תמה וסטופיית מסתה, וסוות הלוץ' בלגים טיפלו, מרסתה פלוויית לו. אחד אני יודע, גם מרחוק שומע, שפתיים מעלות תפילה, אזעקה אהבה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבעיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.
כותב הרבש. אנחנו צריכים לחזק...
רבש writes, we must brace ourselves and say that we are already near the king's palace. For every penny joins into a great amount. And perhaps soon we will see that the gate is open before us, and we will be rewarded with entering, delighting with the King.
Silent workshop. Let's picture ourselves connected with the friends above raising. Let's think of the good that needs to be revealed within the ten and hold on to that. Again, silent workshop. Let's picture ourselves connected with the friends above raising. Let's think of the good that needs to be revealed within the ten and hold on to that.
תודה מקרב לב שהענקת לנו במתנה את השדה שאותו ברכת.
Creator, thank you for the bottom of our heart for gifting us with a field that you have blessed and the most precious opportunity to serve and adhere to you.
על מנת שנעלה אליך מן מעלה אליך מן.
Gather us together from every continent in order for us to raise man to you from the depths of our hearts and awaken us to serve you through love of friends with joy. We pray for the knowledge of the Creator to cover the whole earth in the manner of a good who does good, that there may be peace for all above and below. We thank you for the opportunity to connect with all our friends in the world clay as we aim to bring contentment to you and peace to the world.
Amen.